7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Punish them.
What do we do? Then we can find them.
Find the leaders.
Oh, you don't know. There's nothing you can put your finger on. I tell you, there are strange forces at work here. For instance, there's this messiah business.
Yes, it's time for some messiah business. Hello, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very dubious committee, and it's time for me to drink some tea. Oh, and I just felt somebody jump on me. Oh, hello! Guess who's here? Yeah, hi. You don't need to rub your face on the microphone. Everybody knows you're here. Hi. Pippa has arrived. Hi, Pippa. Are you being good, baby? Look at you. Oh, you're so fluffy. Oh, the cat is rubbing her forehead up against me. She's giving me the head butts, and you know what that means. You know, the weird thing is, like, 5 minutes ago, she walked through here and totally ignored me. But now that I'm talking into the microphone, she knows it's time for Dubious Kitty Committee. Get in the kitty business, pet. Okay. The cat is in the kitty business pit. I've got some tea somewhere. Here it is. I found it. Oh. Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. It's Gaoshan Day. Ah, wow. Really good today. Wow. So delicious. It was delicious, Pippa. It's good tea today, Pippa. Pippa says, oh, that's good for you. And, and I'm looking over here at some of this stuff, and I'm wondering why some of this stuff that's over here is sort of spread out on the floor.
Yeah, what was going on here last night, Pippa?
This is some Pippa business, and she's been messing with my parts.
You've been messing with my parts.
Pippa likes plastic bags. My cat is fascinated by plastic bags. The smaller the plastic bag, the more fascinating it is. And so when you buy things like, you know, 14-pin dip chips, and things like J-Fets, these things come packaged in little tiny plastic bags. Oh, and they're so fun to poke and to prod and to bite through because plastic is fun to chew on. And that's why all of my little op-amp bags have kitty chewing marks on them.
Hi, you like to chew on the bags. You're so damn crazy.
Yeah, so it's Crazy Cat Day. Yeah, I've got my big bag of parts, except it's not really a bag. And I was thinking about putting all this stuff in a box because I've got lots of little cigar boxes laying around that I could store all these parts in. But if I put them in a cigar box and close the lid, then I can't see them. That means I won't remember where they are or that I even have them. Yada. And so I need to get building. Oh, the first thing I need to do is... See, that's the thing. I need to make a panel. And I kind of don't want to make a panel. I'd rather have a good panel. But, yeah, I can't rationalize spending $8 or more for a blank rack panel that's only, 130 millimeters by 40 millimeters? No, that's not $8. 8 cents, yes. $8, no. I would even pay 80 cents just for an accurately drilled rack panel, just so I don't have to spend the time trying to... So yeah, I'm sitting here on my floor today because it's too windy to go outside with a microphone. I might go out a little bit later. I haven't decided. I'm really tempted to go down to the creek because it's, again, we've had a few warm days. And here we have a nice Saturday. There could be people out golfing. There could be people thinking, oh, this is going to be the last weekend to do any golfing. So, you know, maybe that's going on. Maybe we can find some golf balls. All right. And now, our next bit of news. Who made some phone calls this morning? Who made some phone calls to a certain stepper switch rack in Ramsgate, England? Yeah. And if you manage to miss all of the fun, you can still, you know, be involved tomorrow. And I'm trying to... I'm balancing parts and stuff. Oh, and I turned my damn notebook to a different page. Okay, here we go. Write this down. Get something to write with. Get a piece of paper. Because in 15 seconds, I'm going to tell you this phone number. And of course, it is tonight that England switches back to regular time. So, you know, that's another little thing to consider in your time calculation. And the phone number is 1-843-808-393. Sometimes you see that with a 01 in front of it. 01-843-808-393. And then, of course, the extension number you want to dial is 2879. There are other extensions. There are answering machines on this rack. There's all kinds of things. There's announcements. Just start poking around, hit the 6900s up, see what happens. If you're in America, no. If you don't know how to dial a, no. I don't need to teach him how to freak, do I need Pippa? No, I don't have to do Jack. That's what Pippa says. All right, now I'm gonna try to put all this crap back up here. Why did I do this? I'm failing. There, we'll do it that way. And this way I have all my little papers and I have my pen. And why aren't these, okay, I gotta put the microphone down so I can get my papers together. Yeah, okay. I'm now feeling organized and ready to go. What about you, Pippa? You're a good baby. All right, so we got good Pippa, we got baby businesses, and oh yeah, do I have any pants? No, I still haven't found my pants. Or did I even bring this up yesterday? Did I mention this yesterday? Okay, as you know, winter is coming. The wonderful season of winter nears. And that means I'm gonna have to stop wearing all my short pants, because it will get cold in the winter. And I just want to wear my short pants, but I can't. So I have to wear my long pants. And so when it was cold a couple days ago, I said, oh, where's my long pants? And I looked for my long pants and I found my long pants, but these are the old long pants. These are the old long pants that are all ripped up and the seams are gone and there's no more sewing them back together and blah blah blah. It's old pants time and I still haven't found the new pants. Pippa, are the new pants upstairs? For some reason I'm thinking the new pants are in my closet upstairs. I have some new pants. I'm just not sure where they are. I know where the old pants are. The old pants are right over there. I can see them from here. And were you sleeping on them yesterday? I think Pippa took a nap on the old pants yesterday. You got some the new pants and the old pants. Are you leaving? Okay, yeah, go find my new pants. And get cat hair all over them. Okay, I'm gonna move. So, yeah. So now I have this old pair of pants, which is mostly nothing. You know, it's fabric and holes and it's all torn up, and I just, you know, you can't give them away because you I can't give the pants to a secondhand clothing store. I can't give them to a thrift store because they're just, it's holes. It's a rag. Nobody would wear this. And so I'm like, what am I going to do with these pants? I can't just throw them away. This is perfectly good cloth, small pieces of fabric that I can use for things. I can cut these up, blah, 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 blah. What am I going to use the old pants for? I don't know. What can I really get out of the old pants? Well, it's funny you should ask. These pants are cargo pants, which means they have a pocket down on the thigh. A thigh pocket. And I was thinking, you know, you could just, you, meaning me, I could just cut those pockets out. I could just cut the pockets off the pants, and then I would have these little bags, these little pocket bags. I could even sort of leave some fabric on there, sew it over, and loop it over like some string or something, or some kind of strap or handle, and I could have a little bag, purse, pocket, mobile pocket thing. Oh, Tobe, you're a genius. You're some kind of clothing and accessories and logistical genius. You might think so, but this is not exactly an original idea. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, somebody has thought about cutting pockets off of pants to make them into some kind of bags? Well, no. I shouldn't say that. Maybe they have. I don't know. But the thing to understand here is that a pocket is a bag. It's a small bag. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, we know. It's a small pants bag. And I'm, yeah, but that's not where I'm going with that. The word pocket comes from the word poke, which means a bag. A pocket is a poke-et, a small bag. The word poke fascinates me. And here's your little bit of educational, interesting, oh, we learned something again on Dubious Goals Committee information. If you've never heard the word poke used as bag before, you actually have. If you're familiar with the English idiom, a pig in a poke, then yeah, that's what that means. Pig in a poke, a very bizarre English idiom that means, I don't know. Well, I do know what it means. I'm not going to go in it. You can look it up. Oh my God, I'm so lazy today. I don't feel like doing jack. What was I saying? Oh yeah, pig in a poke. A pig in a poke, that comes from medieval times when, you know, you used to go to market, and apparently this is back when they sold pigs in bags. You'd go to the pig dealer and you'd say, oh yes, I would like to buy a baby pig, because, you know, you're going to fatten it up and you're going to eat it later. And so this is a con game. This is a con game. Look out. Beware of scams in medieval times. And so basically the pig dealer says, yeah, okay, and he grabs a baby pig, he puts it in a bag, and he hands it to you, and he takes your money. And then when you get home, you open up the bag, and instead of there being a pig in there, there's a little kitten. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking, how's that a scam? How's that a con? Well, cats aren't as delicious, and cats are cheaper. And so if you're the pig dealer, you can surreptitiously switch a baby cat for a baby pig. And apparently they sound similar enough through a bag that as you're carrying it home, you're not going to notice it. You have a cat in the bag. And that is also where the expression letting the cat out of the bag comes from. If somebody lets the cat out of the bag, it means they've spilled the secret. You know, they have exposed the secret, whatever. If you buy a pig in a poke, it means you've been conned, right? So yeah, buying a pig in a poke and letting the cat out of the bag These two idiomatic expressions come from the same concept, a medieval con game. Where cats are substituted for your delicious pork dinner.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon. Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos.
What? What the hell? Okay. Okay, and you know what this music means. That's right. It's time for the candy report. What candy did I eat last night? Well, I just happen to have the wrappers sitting right here. So let's take a look at what I ate last night. I'm trying to remember what order I ate them in. Yes, I think this was it. Okay, so first of all, I had a mango Hi-Chew. Oh, and it was yummy and very super mango-y, and I loved it. And I thought, oh, I'd like to have some more exotic flavors. So then I ate a melon puchao. Oh, and it was so good with all of its yummy cantaloupe-flavored deliciousness with the gummies inside. Now Pippa has to smell the wrappers. Yeah, you like the crinkly plastic. You just like the plastic. You don't even know what the candy is about. It's all about the chewing love. And then after I had the melon puchao, I said, I need something a little bit more mellow to take me out of the, you know, the candy buzz. And so I had myself a Kasugai, such a guy can't speak today, strawberry gummy. And it was delicious, but about halfway through I thought, boy, I really need to boost this strawberry flavor of deliciousness. And so then I had a strawberry Hi-Chew at the same time. It was a delicious candy combination. And that's the candy report for today. Well, now what are we going to do? Oh, wait, I know what we can do. We can listen to the dope beat that I made last night. Yeah, so, I don't know, before the sun went down, I was sitting around and I was thinking, oh, it's time to make some drums. And so I made some drums. You might want to put your headphones on for this because we got some low kick drums that are going to bass your face right off. So, yeah, no time like the present. Let's do this. Oh, yeah. And I know you might be thinking, Tob, it's too irregular. Okay, we'll put something else in it then. Yeah. Is it coming together for you now? What, no, still a little too crazy? Here, put in some hats. Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. Come on. (Laughs) Yeah. So that's how you make beats. And you make them dope pass. And so now you got a dope pass beat. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yo, Tobe, now that we have a dope pass beat, what are we going to do with it? I mean, it's kind of useless, isn't it? Unless, I don't know, unless Sam Elliott wants to get in on this.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak.
Yeah, no, this isn't quite working for me. Not at all.
Mate, mate.
Matanai.
Yada, 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 mo. Mo, sono bagutta 3D game mitai na hashiri koto kawaii. Mo, dare ni demo itte ru desho, sore. Mo, yada, playboy. Playboy. Abjo!
Deco Boco Kaiketsu Sensation. Yeah, so my cat is 2 meters away over there in the doorway to the laundry room, and she's just, what are you meowing at? And she's staring at my dust mops. My dust mops, which were stored over there in the hallway, but had to get moved when the furnace had to come in and do all this stuff, so I put the mops over there, and you can still jump up there. She's just standing there in the doorway looking up at these mops. You can still jump up onto the washing machine. There's plenty of room. I don't know what my cat is doing, and that's fine, because my cat might be a little bit crazy, but it's okay because you're so fluffy. Yeah, she's looking at me going, why are these things here? What are you doing? What? Yes, meow to you too. Come over here and meow into the microphone. Say meow. Kitty says, I'm not talking on your dumb radio show with all of its Decoboco Kaiketsu Sensation and its beef bourguignon and beef, beefy beefness and all of that blenda and hamburgers must be high. Yeah, well, that's just what the Dubious Goals Committee is. It's a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, my name's Tobe. I gotta do some stuff. Maybe be productive, build synth stuff. I don't know. I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.